なんかさ、
ああ、
ごめん、忘れちゃった。
そっか。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
ユイチです。
Peter here, Beginner Lessons Season 3, Time Capsule Part 3. Naomi-sensei, today we get another piece of the puzzle. 今日も楽しみにしています。I'm like really looking forward to this.
中に何が入っているんでしょうかね?
And how are they going to get it? What's going to happen? 楽しみ。 Okay, now if you don't remember, Tamotsu, Hajime, and Maki, last week they were excited about digging it up. They went to the park, they set out to find the location where they buried it. So today we're going to find out about that.Now, today's grammar point is
手しまう
which indicates a completion of an action and which also often has a negative nuance. Okay, the conversation takes place between the three friends and there's a new character introduced. And we can't give you who the new character is because that'll give away the plot of this story or at least today's part. So, with that said, let's have a listen. Polite and casual Japanese will be used today. Here we go.
あれ?ゾウさん公園がない。マクドナルドになってしまったよ。
本当だ。とにかくマクドナルドに入ってみよう。
いらっしゃいませ。
ハンバーガー一つください。
はじめ、ちゃんと公園について聞いて。
まずは腹ごしらえしておこうよ。
じゃあ、僕はチーズバーガーで。
申し訳ございません。チーズバーガーは売り切れてしまいました。
じゃあ、ポテトの L で。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
あれ、ゾウさん公園がない。マクドナルドになってしまったよ。
本当だ。とにかくマクドナルドに入ってみよう。
いらっしゃいませ。
ハンバーガー一つください。
はじめ、ちゃんと公園について聞いて。
まずは、腹ごしらえしておこうよ。
じゃあ、僕はチーズバーガーで。
チーズバーガーは売り切れてしまいました。
じゃあ、ポテトの L で。
今度は英語が入ります。
あれ?ゾウさん公園がない。マクドナルドになってしまったよ。
Oh? The Elephant Park is gone. It's a McDonald's now.
本当だ。とにかくマクドナルドに入ってみよう。
You're right. Anyways, we should check it out.
いらっしゃいませ。
Welcome.
ハンバーガー一つください。
I'll have a hamburger, please.
はじめ、ちゃんと公園について聞いて。
はじめ、we're here to ask about the park.
まずは腹ごしらえしておこうよ。
Why don't we stuff ourselves first?
じゃあ、僕はチーズバーガーで。
Well, I'll have a cheeseburger.
申し訳ございません。チーズバーガーは売り切れてしまいました。
I'm sorry, cheeseburgers are sold out.
じゃあ、ポテトの L で。
Then I'll have a large size fries.
Naomi 先生、いかがでしたか? How was it?
これ何?ゾウさん公園がなくなっちゃったんですか? It's disappeared?
はい。マクドナルドになってしまっています。
And it's become a McDonald's.
で、何?この人たちはマクドナルドでハンバーガーを食べているんですか?
まずは食べます。
なるほどね。
魅力的ですね。This story is like fascinating. 穴がありますけど面白い。There's like holes in the story, but it's interesting.
でもね、すごい便利な言葉がたくさんあります。
うん。実際にマクドナルドに行った時に使ってみてください。
The grammar point from last week.
はい。
So please try to use these phrases when you go to McDonald's in Japan.
あとこのね、最後のライン。 the very last line, Tamotsu said, じゃあ、ポテトの L で。こので、難しいですよね。The function of this で is very, very tricky.、
Mm.
But Naomi Sensei is going to help us with that right now. お願いします。
Acceptable range を表してるんですよね。
Acceptable range? What does that mean?
例えば、水でいいですって言うと、
What is okay?
コーヒーでいいです。
Coffee's okay.
Like, it's saying such and such is okay, but it sounds like the person is being humble.
Really?
そうですね。
Would you like tea or coffee? あ、コーヒーでいいです。
So, coffee's okay. Coffee would be good. Coffee would be nice. And it's perfectly polite and it's perfectly okay to end the sentence with で。You don't need to add the いいです。And this is actually a structure that I use quite a bit, and I think it's quite common. The way that Tamotsu ordered is actually the way that、I would order in a restaurant. で、で、で。
あ、言いますね。
あ、ピーターよく言ってるね。
言ってますね。はい。
うん、
The last thing I always say is お願いします。
Very polite.
これ無料で。
いいですね。
Please make it free.
あと、ピーターさんはよくおすすめを聞きますよね。
はい、そうですね。I always ask for the recommendation.
でも、絶対にそれを頼まないの。And you never listen to the waiter or waitress.
Yeah? It depends what they say. It's like, when I say, おすすめは何ですか? Like, what's your recommendation? I really want them to guess what I want to eat. 本当に
It's really hard.
言ってるのは、私食べたいもの当ててみてください。
Like, guess what do I want to eat?
その通りです。
ひどいね。だってこの間なんて、おすすめは何ですか?でピーター先生が言って、
So I asked, what's your recommendation?
で、waitress さんが、パスタです。
あ、it's pasta.
で、ピーターさんが、じゃあ、カレーで。It's like, doesn't make sense.
I'd like curry, please.
ちょっとひどいよね。じゃあ聞かなきゃいいのに。
そうですよね。
そうですか?
She went back to the kitchen and asked the chef and came back and said, pasta です。And you said, カレーお願いします。
Yeah, but 当然です。We're going to end in one second. Just hang on one second. And the reason is if she doesn't know herself, then how can I trust her? Waitress は自信がないと信じてはいけません。I can't trust her. She should know.
The point is,
oh, if you come here,
you
yeah,
do it、
curry.
every time. はい、単語いきましょう。
じゃあ、ここら辺で。
うまいですね。Yuichi is good. So he again used the day. Like, we're going to end right around here. Right around here is good, right? What would the whole phrase be?
じゃあ、ここら辺で。終わりにしましょう。
You can also stop at day and have what comes after that basically implied. So what Yuichi-san said, it's still very polite. And the phrase that came after could easily be implied that we're going to stop right around here. But what he said was, right around here, we're going to stop was implied. Let's take a look at the vocab. Okay, first word.
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
McDonald's.マクドナルド
Next
ちゃんと
Perfectly, properly, exactly
ちゃんとちゃんと
Next
腹ごしらえする
Have a meal, have a snack
腹ごしらえする腹ごしらえする
Next
売り切れる
To be sold out
売り切れる売り切れる
Next
ポテト
French fries potato
ポテトポテト
Okay, let's have a look at some of the words and phrases used in this lesson
腹ごしらえする
Have a meal, have a snack
So it's kind of set phrase 腹 means stomach
お腹っていうことですよね
こしらえる is to make or to make upget ready and arrange っていう意味ですね。なので、腹ごしらえする literally means get your stomach ready. so which means just have a meal.
Really interesting. I can't believe I've never heard this expression.
あ、本当?
Yeah.
そう、出かける前に腹ごしらえをしよう。
Let's have a snack before we leave.
そうですね。スナックよりももっとたくさん食べることです。
Let's eat something before we leave.
はい。
Okay, and next we have.
売り切れる。
To be sold out.
売り切れます is a must form. So, 売り切れ is the must stem. So, this can be used as a noun.
For example?
チーズバーガーは売り切れです。
Cheeseburgers are sold out.
チーズバーガーは売り切れましたと同じ意味です。
We've sold out of cheeseburgers. Okay, let's take a look at the grammar section. Today's grammar point is
てしまう
which is the て form of a verb plus しまう a verb that means to finish. Now, when しまう is used as an auxiliary verb, it expresses or emphasizes the completion of an action and it often has a negative nuance. For example, what did we have in the conversation?
マクドナルドになってしまったよ。
So, it's been changed to McDonald's, or it's become McDonald's. The speaker used this because they thought the McDonald's was built over their time capsule. So, it's なってしまった instead of なった。So, without that negative nuance, it would be
マクドナルドになった。
Yeah. So, if you were indifferent to the park, if you thought your time capsule wasn't buried under the McDonald's,And you came to the park and the McDonald's was there, you would probably say,
Oh, McDonald's になった
Oh, it's become McDonald's or changed to McDonald's. Now your time capsule's buried under there. You can't get it.
McDonald's になってしまった
The speakers aren't very happy about it.
Yeah,、mm. some kind of negative emotion.
Yeah, disappointment.
Exactly. So, with that said, I think we're going to stop here today and we're going to find out more. I can't wait for next week.
どうなるんでしょうね?
Give us a taste.お願いします。
タイムカプセルがどこに埋められたかを思い出してみてください。
ああ、ユミン、イチョウの木?
そうです。イチョウの木の下に埋められています。
So, the time capsule is buried right beside or right under the ginkgo tree.
でもマクドナルドにね、なってしまいましたからね。
らしいですね。So it seems like...That tree was cut down and a McDonald's was built there, but we'll see if that's the case in the next episode. Okay, don't forget to stop by JapanesePod101.com and of course, leave us a comment. Anything you want to ask, Yuichi is there to answer.
じゃあまた。
さよなら。
あれ?ゾウさん公園がない。マクドナルドになってしまったよ。
本当だ。とにかくマクドナルドに入ってみよう。
いらっしゃいませ
ハンバーガー一つください
はじめちゃんと公園について聞いて
まずは腹ごしらえしておこうよ
じゃあ僕はチーズバーガーで
申し訳ございませんチーズバーガーは売り切れてしまいました
じゃあポテトの L で